Praise be Jesus and Mary. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. We repeat it in today's responsorial psalm, and we're doing that for some days now, during these days after Epiphany, until the end of the Christmas season. In light of recent events, you know, particularly in our own country, and with the election process unfolding rather dramatically before our eyes, we cannot deny the fact that there's still much to do to make this scripture a reality. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. God is mysteriously ever at work in bringing every person to a knowledge and love of him, to adore him, a mysterious work that involves you and me. It's the work of evangelization, work of the new evangelization today. So the division in our country is quite obvious, and perhaps a painful reality in our own families, perhaps, and with our loved ones. Sometimes people cannot even talk to one another anymore because of such divergent opinions on current issues, you know, COVID-19, vaccines, you know, of course, the lockdowns and restrictions we've been experiencing for many months, the elections, all symptoms of deeper divisions concerning more fundamental things, you know, religion, the ultimate meaning of human life. This division needs to be rectified, or rather healed. But how can we do that? In today's first reading from 1 John chapter 4 offers an answer. That is, in a word, charity. As St. John writes, "Beloved, we love God because he first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' but hates his brother, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. This is the commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother." Now, obviously, this is, first of all, our brothers and sisters in the faith, you know, fellow Christians, you know, fellow members of the household of God, the church. But it goes to others as well, also potential members of the church. The beloved disciple gives further advice on how to love in chapter 3 of the same letter. "Let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action." This is particularly important today, you know, to love not just in fine words and speeches, or fine homilies for that matter, but with concrete deeds, actions of charity. You know, actions speak louder than words. So true. Our words are an overflow of who we are, but even more so are our actions, our deeds, our examples, our very lives. And true, there is a time to speak, and there's a time to act. But perhaps today we need to speak less and do more, or rather speak more eloquently and more powerfully by doing more, you know, charitably, you know, beginning at home. Praise be Jesus and Mary.